So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, today we're going to talk about distilled water and intermittent fasting. So what is distilled water? You're basically boiling the water, concentrating the vapor, and you're getting rid of the impurities and minerals, okay? And this purifies the water, okay? There's other types of purified water, deionized water, which is a chemical process, and you're replacing these minerals in the water with hydrogen and hydroxide. And there's also another type of purified water called reversed osmosis, which involves a membrane which allows certain particles to go through and pressure. This eliminates virtually all the minerals as well. And people are using purified water and distilled water in certain detoxification programs. And some people have this idea that it's healthier long term. But here's the big problem. When you consume distilled water, it will deplete your minerals and your electrolytes, okay, which are basically the same thing. So I'm talking about calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, chlorides. So the more you drink of this water, the more it pulls out the minerals, especially if you're doing it long term. Short term, I think it's going to be fine, especially if you're consuming electrolytes, you know, in your foods. But when you start doing an intermittent fasting program, okay, and you're doing maybe some periodic prolonged fasting with that, and you're using reverse osmosis water or distilled water, you're going to deplete your mineral reserves. And this can set you up for all sorts of problems, specifically heart problems, because you need these electrolytes for the heart to work correctly. And so many people, when they start a fasting program, are going into it with existing mineral deficiencies. So we don't want to add anything else that's going to deplete them. And this is why I always recommend when you're doing fasting to take electrolytes in your water when you drink the water. So the best water to consume when you're doing fasting, especially, is to do spring water, well water, hard water, which is full of minerals, calcium and magnesium. Growing up in Wisconsin, we had some incredible well water. We didn't even have to filter it at all. We just drank it right from the tap. It's loaded with calcium, the type of calcium that goes in like a rocket ship because it's calcium bicarbonate. Now, when you heat water, for example, when you're making tea, you'll notice those little white crystals on the bottom. That is calcium carbonate, okay? So heat turns the bicarbonate into carbonate, which is really hard to absorb. Like in a lot of supplements, like one-a-days and things like that, they use calcium carbonate, which is, it's like you're consuming rocks. But calcium bicarbonate in hard water or spring water is the best type of calcium. And as a side note, a lot of people use soft water compared to hard water. What is that? Basically replace these minerals like calcium and magnesium with sodium and bicarbonate. It's they like it because it doesn't leave that soap scum and that white film around your clothing when you wash your clothes like hard water does. But the problem is you want to drink water with these minerals because the minerals actually help you. They give you the electrolytes that you need. So the moral of the story is that if you're doing fasting, okay, do not do distilled water. And if you want to do distilled water, only do it short term. Do not do it long term unless you're taking electrolytes. All right, guys, thanks for watching. So if you're enjoying this content, go ahead and share it with someone that could really benefit from it. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.